Run, Mary, run. Run, Mary, run. Run, Mary, run. I know the other world is not like this. I know the other world is not like this. The title chorus of the African-American spiritual, Run, Mary, Run, recalls the days following the death of Jesus, when Mary discovers the empty tomb and runs to the disciples to share with them what she has witnessed. But before we get to Mary's story, we are reminded by Peter in the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles that while God anointed Jesus of Nazareth to preach the good news to all, to heal those oppressed by the devil, he was ultimately hung on a tree. For those of us whose ancestors were forcibly brought here from Africa, enslaved and facing the terror of lynching and violence to black bodies, Peter's image of Jesus hanging from a tree is one which resonates and reminds us that God is with the oppressed and the suffering. God is with us, understanding our woes, our sorrows, as well as our joys. Even upon reading John's gospel account of the Easter morning, we do not have an image of celebration. Instead, we come upon the startling story of Mary Magdalene and her discovery of the empty tomb. Mary, who in the midst of her immense loss and overwhelming sorrow, fearfully and fearlessly comes to the tomb on Sunday, only to find it empty. She runs to Peter and the other disciples to share what she has seen and her interpretation. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. Mary nor the disciples understand that they are in the midst of experiencing the greatest event of human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We can only imagine that while Mary had heard Jesus say he would rise, and though she saw he was not there, she was in such a panic and despair that she did not take in the whole surroundings, which indicated that he was not taken. His burial garment was neatly folded, and his head wrapping was deposited in a different place. Further evidence that he was not suddenly taken away. Within the African-American religious tradition, the telling of Mary's experience of the resurrection has had a long and powerful history. Mary's zeal and grief are a recurring theme in the spirituals, or as they are called, the songs of sorrow. Run, Mary, run. Run, Mary, run. Run, Mary, run. I know the other world is not like this. African-American women throughout history have claimed Mary as the patron saint of their public voice. In 1849, African Methodist Episcopal preacher Jerena Lee vindicates her own contested call to preach by appealing to the biblical example of Mary Magdalene. She stated, "Did not Mary first preach the risen Savior, and is not the doctrine of the resurrection the very first climax of Christianity?" In defense of her right to speak in public as a woman, abolitionist, orator, and public philosopher Maria Stuart asked rhetorically, "Did not Mary Magdalene first declare the resurrection of Christ from the dead?" But while Mary ran to tell her story to the disciples, my colleague, New Testament scholar Lori Brink, shared that Mary's words did not have legal weight. Women in those times had no standing in Roman or Jewish legal proceedings. The validity of an event in Roman and Jewish law was only assured by the testimony of at least two free male witnesses. It is therefore understandable that Mary ran to the male disciples for further verification. In fact, would she even be believed by the disciples? Women's words, women's views were discounted then and now. While the disciples may have expressed doubt regarding Mary's words, what we do know is that Mary was the first to proclaim the risen Lord. Mary was the one who remained with Jesus until the end, and that it was Mary, a woman, who is the first person Jesus appears. If women doubt their value, this telling and retelling of the resurrection story reaffirms the power of a woman's voice. For it was Mary's voice that first testified to the resurrection and whose story continues today. During the Easter season, we are called to reflect on our own belief and unbelief, our own fears and journey in faith. Do we believe in the resurrection? Do we believe that this one event had and has the power today to change our world? Yes, our world is plagued with violence, with evil, with racism, sexism, xenophobia, and all manners of isms. Jesus was born into a world that was plagued by divisions and hatred. In his brief time on earth, he transformed communities because there were those who believed that holy love could change the world. Today, do we continue to dwell in sin and death, in divisions and hatred, or are we willing to believe in the power of love? Ultimately, the power of the resurrection is that God so loved us that he gave his only son to redeem and change our world. Holding on to that one truth transformed Mary into the apostle to the apostles and has the power to change us today. On this day, can we, like Mary, run and share the news of Jesus' presence in our world? In spite of our doubts and fears, do we have the strength, the fortitude, the faith to go out like Mary and the disciples and share the news that Jesus has risen? The good news can change our hearts and change the world if only we believe. So let this day be a day of praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody sing hallelujah. For the Lord has risen, it is true. Everybody sing alleluia.